Now to get updated here on local news, and in with that is Lee DeNoon. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Jay. Good morning, everyone. An expert on urban planning told Indianapolis business leaders at the annual Hobnob at the Indiana Historical Society last night that the city should focus on increasing quality of life issues to grow business for future generations. William Fulton is director of planning for the City of San Diego. The 47th Penrod Arts Fair takes place tomorrow on the grounds of the Indianapolis Museum of Art. WFYI's Jill Dittmeyer tells us about the 150 members who volunteer each year to present what they call Indiana's Nicest Day.
Almost 50 years ago, a group of young businessmen formed a nonprofit group to create a yearly event that raised awareness and money to support the local art scene. The Penrod Society was and still is an invitation-only membership.
Mid to late 20s to their 40th birthday, and then you become an associate and an honored member of Penrod after your 40th birthday.
The organization has been around for years, but members are always looking for something new to add to the annual arts fair. This year, it's a craft beer from local brewery Flat 12 Beer Works.
They chose the recipe, and we chose the name, and the name Penrod 22 honors the 22 founding members of the Penrod Society.
Volunteers hope to raise a glass of that beer as a sign of success as the Society continues to support deserving arts groups.
Various nonprofits here in town or arts-related organizations can apply for our grant process via our website, www.penrod.org.
The Penrod Arts Fair runs from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Dittmeyer.
The 47 or high-end art, actually, is for sale this weekend at the Idlejorg Museum. WFYI's Jill Sheridan has the details.
Quest for the West features art from some of the world's most celebrated artists. This weekend's art show will bring 50 sculptors, painters, and drawers to Indianapolis, with some of their pieces priced at well over $50,000. This is the eighth year for the event that last year raised more than $870,000 for the Idlejorg. The art show has gained national attention for its work highlighting the spirit of the American West and Native cultures. Some of the proceeds from Quest help build the museum's world-class collection. The show is open to the public Sunday at noon. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
Risk is the theme and race is the reward at this year's Spirit in Place Festival. Local organizations and individuals are invited to take the risk and submit their idea for the most innovative way to help Hoosiers look at race in a new way. Four finalists will compete in November for a $20,000 grant to be used to make that idea happen. The showdown kicks off the festival November 1st. A public conversation featuring three Hoosier risk takers ends it on the 10th. Among those talking about risk will be the New York Times puzzle master and NBR contributor Will Shorts.
The greatest satisfaction in solving a crossword is starting one that you don't know that you can do, and maybe for a while you don't think you can do it, and then you do break through and finish the puzzle. That's where you get the greatest satisfaction.
The free public conversation takes place on Sunday, November 10th at the Downtown Central Library. Information on all of the Spirit in Place games, conversations, and competitions can be found online at spiritinplace.org. There is a positive development for an auto plant that has been dealing with some tough times. Wayne Pratt has more inside Indiana business.
South Bend-based AM General believes a deal to acquire Vehicle Production Group's assets will result in hundreds of jobs. The agreement involves the Indiana manufacturer buying the Michigan company's nearly $50 million U.S. Department of Energy loan and once again making wheelchair-accessible vehicles in Mishawaka. Jeff Adams is with AM General.
There have already been 2,200 of these vehicles produced and sold, you know, with more than 2,000 in backlog right now. The MV1 remains the only purpose designed and built vehicle for individuals confined to a wheelchair.
Production of the MV1 is expected to resume within 45 days. The Mishawaka facility extended a production pause timeline earlier this year and also told approximately 400 workers in April that they would be off the job longer than anticipated due to a delay in an international order. Comcast is looking to hire more than 120 workers in central Indiana. The company is planning to hold a job fair tomorrow at its Fishers Operations Center. It is specifically looking for customer account executives and customer account supervisors. Community leaders will cut the ribbon today on a $6 million apartment complex in Bloomington. Life Designs Crawford Apartments includes 25 units for people who used to be homeless. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
The Kelly Business of Medicine Programs, developing physician executives with a two-year MBA and a nine-month graduate certificate. Offered one weekend per month in Indianapolis and online. More at kelly.iupui.edu/medicine.
This is Gary Dick. Each week, Inside Indiana Business Television brings you the people and the policies that shape the Indiana economy. Exclusive content you won't find anywhere else. Be connected with the full hour of Inside Indiana Business, Friday evenings at 7:30 on WFYI 1.
Two out-of-state businesses have notified the Indiana Department of Workforce Development that they intend to close some Hoosier facilities, and that could leave hundreds without jobs. More this morning from reporter Andy Ober.
Texas-based Capital Senior Living is planning to shut down a Merrillville skilled nursing center in November. The health services company says the move could affect more than 120 employees. Meantime, Virginia-based Strategic Resources says its operations at Camp Atterbury in Edinburgh could cease at the end of the month. The company tells the state it plans to part with 200 workers. Some could stay past the end of the month if a U.S. Department of Defense contract is renewed. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
A gathering of singers and a roller derby competition are expected to bring thousands of people to Allen County this weekend. Visit Fort Wayne says the annual Four Freshmen Convention and a Women's Flat Track Derby Association tournament could pump more than $300,000 into the area economy. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for 90.1 WFYI Public Radio.
WFYI weather, sunshine today. We're going to have high around 87. We have sunny skies now and 61 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.
All right, sunshine sounds great, Lee. Thanks so much. In sports last night, the big story.